Loreen Carey's acclaimed 1991 memoir, Black Ice, recounted her experiences as an African-American student in a predominantly white New England prep school during the 1970s. Now in her first novel, The Price of a Child, Carey describes another kind of outsider experience, that of a fugitive slave trying to make a place for herself in 19th century Philadelphia. Book critic Maureen Corrigan has a review.
I teach Benjamin Franklin's autobiography nearly every year, and unlike most of my students, I've always been willing to put up with Franklin's self-congratulatory lectures on the virtues of frugality and hard work, just to get to the vivid passage where he describes entering Philadelphia for the first time as a 17-year-old runaway. Franklin writes, "I was dirty from my journey. My pockets were stuffed out with shirts and stockings. I knew no soul, nor where to look for lodging. I was very hungry, and my whole stock of cash consisted of a Dutch dollar and about a shilling in copper." Before 24 hours passed, Franklin encountered his future wife, found a job at a printer's shop, and was well on his way to earning a fortune, harnessing electricity, and orchestrating a revolution. Only in America, right? But a century after Franklin took the city by storm, Philadelphia had become a crucial stop on the Underground Railroad. Lots of other American runaways came to that city in search of the freedom they hadn't been granted by the new nation Franklin helped to found. Loreen Carey's stirring novel, The Price of a Child, is based on the true story of one of those more fortunate pilgrims, a slave named Jane Johnson who arrived in Philadelphia and issued her own one-woman Declaration of Independence. Carey's novel opens in 1855. Jane Johnson, here renamed Ginny Pryor, is a cook who's accompanying her master, a diplomat, on a sea voyage from Virginia to New York and then on to Nicaragua. Two of Ginny's children are with them, but her baby, who's also the master's child, has been kept behind on the plantation to ensure that Ginny won't try to bolt. A once-in-a-lifetime opportunity presents itself, however, when the travelers are delayed in abolitionist-friendly Philadelphia. At the city docks, Ginny hardens her heart against the memory of her baby and stages a brazen daylight escape. With the encouragement of a few Quakers and ship's porters, she and her children simply walk away from their master. As a historical novelist who's trying to paint visions of things past, Carey is more accomplished at murals than she is at individual portraits. Even though we watch Ginny settle into a prosperous black family, fall in love, and become a stump speaker for the abolitionist movement, she's a hard character to know. It's almost as though her acquired distrust of strangers puts constraints on her relationships with the reader. Ginny never quite lets her guard down. But The Price of a Child does an astonishing job of conjuring up mid-19th century black life in Philadelphia. We learn about societies advocating emigration to Africa and Canada, and about magazines like Freedom's Journal that published the names of blacks who informed on others' escape plans. We wander through stinking alleys and into parlors where colored people of quality debate the wisdom of getting involved with the Underground Railroad. No doubt, this is a different Philadelphia than the earlier one Ben Franklin evoked. But in the honor it pays to the possibilities Americans have created and sustained under the most despairing of circumstances, The Price of a Child electrifies, even without the kite.
Maureen Corrigan teaches literature at Georgetown University. She reviewed The Price of a Child by Loreen Carey.